America First is Donald Trump's slogan for his country. The US president has now been back in office for 1 year. Looking at the US economic record, Trump appears to be doing many things right. The economy is growing, oil prices have fallen, and the stock market is rising sharply. Critics, however, say Trump takes what he wants without regard for the consequences. Whether it is Venezuela or more recently Greenland, relations between Germans and Americans currently feel strained. With Ramstein Air Base, the United States operates its largest military base outside its own territory. The question is, what impact does 1 year of Trump have on a daily life in the region? We spoke with business owners and residents. More than 50,000 Americans, US service members, their families and civilian employees live and work here and function as an important economic engine. For decades, relations between Americans and Germans in the region have largely been warm and friendly. Since Trump returned to office, however, many locals say Americans have become noticeably more reserved. In surveys, residents said Americans had grown much more cautious and were no longer as open as they used to be. In the past, political discussions were common. They explained, while today it is often unclear what is happening on the base. Some believe American service members are no longer allowed to speak openly. Others said this change was likely linked to Trump's presidency, noting that Americans used to talk more freely when they were dissatisfied, whereas now they largely remain silent. Sophie and René, both under 30 and working in the restaurant industry, reported significantly emptier restaurants for weeks during the US government shutdown. They see Trump as playing a dangerous game with the entire world, one with serious consequences. Sophie said she feared American troops could be withdrawn and noted that friends had also felt the effects of the shutdown. She stressed that the region depends heavily on Americans and said it was sad to sense dissatisfaction without people being able to talk about it. René went further, saying Trump exerts pressure on others to push through his agenda. In the local area, he observed growing anxiety among residents, more shop closure, and early signs of economic decline. Most companies in the region do not yet view that situation as quite that severe. Still, many depend largely on American customers, car dealerships, hotels, restaurants, and even pet services. Many US soldiers own pets and bring them to local businesses, such as Florian Jäger's dog grooming salon in Kaiserslautern. Jäger explained that if Americans were to disappear entirely, his business would likely to have shrunk significantly. He said Americans were very present as customers when it comes to pets and that his clients were split roughly 50-50. A great deal would be lost, he noted, but he believed the business would somehow continue. From the perspective of local politicians, nothing has officially changed under Trump. Among residents, however, an uneasy feeling remains. People said they worried about how Trump deals with other countries and about his use of threats. Some expressed concern and disappointment, while others said they were not afraid, arguing that panic only makes people easier to control. Several residents added that with Trump, outcomes are always hard to predict, but they considered a sudden closure of Ramstein Air Base unrealistic, even under his administration.